spring is here, or nearly. And you know what that means? Spring cleaning. Time to start cleaning up, cleaning out, and starting fresh. But why limit that to your house or your closet? Now's the perfect time to also take a closer look at the functionality, usability, and relevance of your website, and where you may be able to make some improvements. Tell me the truth. When was the last time you took a close look at the content on your website? Does it still reflect your mission, expertise, and target market? I have to admit, I'm not checking my website as consistently as I should either, but I actually used to prepare for this episode to give my website a good look over and updated a few things. It didn't take me long, just a few hours overall, and it feels really good knowing that everything is working and in tip-top shape. Curious what I did? In this episode, I'm sharing 10 small but mighty things that you can do today to refresh your website for spring. And if you're listening to this episode later, of course the tips I share are still relevant and you can apply them no matter what season you're in. So let's get started. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reiker, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. I have 10 ideas for you or things that you can do to spring clean your website and make sure it's up to date. Some of them will only take you a few minutes and some of them will take you a little bit longer. They are in no particular order and you don't have to tackle them all. Just see what you can do and what maybe inspires you to put it on your to-do list for later. Okay, the first thing is exchange your homepage header image. This is the first thing I did to update my website for spring. I don't have any new images yet. I really have to organize a photo shoot here in Hamburg because all my pictures are from Bali and that's not really my life anymore. But that's not a small thing. That's something that I really need some time to prepare. And if I'm honest, something that stresses me out because I hate doing it, so I'm always postponing it. So I used an existing image, but one that feels more like spring with some green color in the background and some more color at all, overall. You won't believe how powerful images are when defining your site's vibe until you replace them. That's why new visuals make such a big difference in a website makeover. Adding and removing images from your site is one of the simplest ways of giving a fresh look and feel to it. One simple click and you got yourself a whole new look. Next, I updated my brand message. That's the text that I have in my header where I tell my website visitors what I do. I just created a lesson how to write your brand message for my new course, Blissful Brand Blueprint, and that got me to update mine. Here it is, in case you're curious. I help yoga teachers and wellness entrepreneurs build a soulful online business that's aligned with your values and successful. This way, my visitors know right away what I do and who I'm working with. I strongly recommend that you have something like this on your homepage and pretty up at the top, so for example, in your header. The most important thing to remember here is to keep it simple. If your message is confusing, people tune out. Instead, you need a simple, quick message everybody can understand at a quick glance. If you don't have that, potential clients might get confused about what you offer. Or they can't see the picture of how their lives will improve by working with you. When this happens, your message falls flat. Okay, moving on to something really simple that will take you only a minute, but that a lot of us oversee. Tell me the truth, are you still displaying a copyright year of 2020 or even older in your footer? If yes, you'll want to update this to the current year. Legally, I don't think it's an issue if you don't have the correct date, But as I see it, updating this communicates to your visitors that you actually update your website. This matters less at the beginning of the year, but you know, as the year goes on, you don't want people to think that you aren't updating your website. You don't want to look unprofessional, right? And it's a really, really easy fix. So just get it done, update the copyright date a year in your footer. Okay, moving on to number 4, test your website for broken links. While this should be done more than once a year actually, now is a great time to check your website for broken or outdated links. There are few things more frustrating for your visitors than clicking on a link that brings you nowhere or to a 404 or page not found page. And it can seriously lessen your credibility. I know it's not the most fun thing to do, but it's necessary. Thankfully, there are free tools that make the task of finding broken links much easier. If you Google broken link checker, you get many options like deadlinkchecker.com. That's what I used. What you want to find are 404 errors. When you have them on your website, you should either fix the link so they go to the correct page or set up redirects. If you have a self-hosted WordPress website, you can do this easily with a plugin, for example, the free plugin redirection. This is what I use and it's great. You simply add the name of the page you want to redirect, for example, your broken link, and the link for the correct page, and that's it. Number 5 is to test your forms. So after looking for broken links, you should also test all the forms on your website if they are still working. So fill out the contact form and sign up for your newsletter and any other forms that you have and make sure everything is working as it should. Number 6 is to add a new feature. Just like you want to have some new clothes in your closet come spring, it's also nice to add a new feature to your website. There are, of course, a million different things you can do, but I added a chat box. This is a little icon at the bottom of my page, and when a visitor clicks on it, they can chat with me if I set myself to available or send me a message and I get an email with that and can get back to them later. I'm using HubSpot because it's integrated with my WordPress theme Avada, and they have a free plan that works really great. So I also think it looks nice and is easy to use. It's normally really easy to set up. So you need to sign up for an account on their website, which is HubSpot.com, and install their plugin. And if you're not using WordPress and can't install plugins, you have to check if it works with your website platform first or if maybe they offer different tools. Then you can log in at their website, so that's HubSpot.com, open the dashboard and set yourself as available whenever you want, or just reply by email when someone sends a message. I have to admit that I'm not really saying I'm available a lot because I'm always afraid that I miss the notification that there is a message and then people will wait for me to reply in the chat, and that's really terrible, so I don't want that to happen. But I really want to do it more. I just have to train myself that I change the setting every time I'm taking a break and I'm not looking at my screen. Maybe I set myself a timer and that I'm just going to be available for 1 hour and then the timer goes off and I change it to unavailable again. Something like that. I'll work it out. Okay, the next step is to update any dates on your website. Again, we want your website to be current and as up-to-date as possible. So for example, on your About page, make sure that you update things like, I've been teaching yoga for 3 years, when now it's been 4 years or even 5 years. Even subtle things like if you mention your own age or your children's ages or how long you've been married, there are so many date opportunities on a website. Make sure that you find them all and then update them. Number 8, add some fresh testimonials. This is something we all tend to forget, myself included. We add some testimonials to our website when we launch it, and then we forget all about them. But maybe you got some amazing feedback from some of your students recently or launched a new offer and got great reviews for it. So look at the testimonials that you're having on your website and if you want to add some new or exchange some. It's not about having a ton of testimonials, by the way. It's not the more the better. It will help you much more if you have the right testimonials that are relevant and relatable for your customers. And if you're not sure how to get great testimonials, I recently recorded an episode just a few weeks ago where I share step by step my process how to get great testimonials. Definitely check it out. I think it's one of the most helpful episodes I've done. And I'll also add the link to the show notes. It's how to get great testimonials. Okay, the next thing you can do is to update your theme, plugins, and all that. So this is something that you should definitely do more than once a year. I actually have a recurring task for once a month to update my website. So I check if there is a new WordPress version, theme updates, or plugin updates, and then I just go through them and click update, 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 and update everything. If you have a WordPress website, this is really important, because otherwise your website could be open to attacks if there was a safety issue that's now open, like known to everyone. It's nothing to worry about too much, so I don't want to scare you here. Normally, nothing ever happens. Just make sure that you update everything consistently, like once per month. And it's only a few minutes. You can do it while you're watching TV or Netflix. Just do it. And while you're at it, also check if you still use all of your installed plugins and deactivate and delete any that you no longer need. And the final thing that you can do, or that you can do a lot more things, but the final thing that I'm going to suggest to you today is to add a welcome video. Having a welcome video on your homepage that explains what you do is one of the easiest and most effective ways of engaging a user and build trust, especially one that is new to your brand. And it doesn't have to be a big production. Try to keep your videos on the shorter side, less than 3 minutes, so that you do not lose your visitors' interest. The idea is to give someone a quick overview of what you do, not your entire life story. You can simply film yourself with your computer webcam talking to the camera, upload it to YouTube or Vimeo, and then embed the link to the video on your homepage. And there you have it, 10 small but mighty ways to refresh your website for spring. Now it's your turn. Promise me you'll take action and implement at least some of the things I shared. And if you're ready to go one step further and do a bigger relaunch or redesign, or if you don't have a website yet, check out my free workshop, How to DIY Your Dream Website. In this free workshop, you'll learn a simple process for branding and designing your website to match your personality, 6 elements to add to your homepage that will help you convert your website visitors into paying customers, and you also get my step-by-step process for building your website without tech overwhelm or having to pay a designer the big bucks. It's totally free and you can watch it instantly. Go to SusanneReitke.com/website to sign up for it, and I'll also add the link to the show notes. That's SusanneReitke.com/website. And that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to SusanneReitke.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time.